I want to be ready to meet him in the glory land. You know I want to be ready to meet him by and by. You know I want to be ready to meet him in the sky. You know I want to be more like him and do his blessed command. For I want to be ready to meet him in the glory land.
Amen. Amen. And good morning to y'all.
Good morning.
God is good. We thank him for blessing us to be here today to worship his great name. If you're visiting with us, you are honored guests, and thank you for joining us here at the Fifth Ward Church of Christ. We'll acknowledge all of our visitors at the end of our worship service. It's just good to be here.
Amen.
How you feeling?
Wonderful.
Yes, beautiful day, beautiful weather. Amen. Beautiful weather. Did you have a good week this past week?
Yes.
Well, you made it to today.
Amen.
Today is the first day of the week. And this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. God has, sing it with me, smile. I believe that
he has set me free.
Who is my God? Oh yes, he smiled on
me.
Well, he's been, oh, God is good to me. It was amazing
grace.
Yes, how sweet
the sound.
You that saved a
like me.
Well, I was
lost.
Oh, yes, but now I'm
found.
He was, yeah. Oh, you sound good. It's all because my God. Oh, yes, he smiled
on me.
I believe that he has set me free. Oh, he'll my
God.
Oh, yes, he smiled on me. Yes,
he's been
good. Yeah, yeah. Amen, 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 amen. I've entitled the lesson this morning, Cry If You Must. Cry If You Must. I got to admit that I was affected. I was last Sunday, Kaby and I were taking a few of the college students out to dinner, to lunch, and we were in the line, and they were on their phones, and one of them said, this thing says Kobe Bryant just got killed. And they were whispering with each other. And then they said it to I kind of heard it but didn't hear it. And then they said, but Gary, you know Kobe Bryant? They're saying Kobe Bryant got killed. I said, that's probably. And then it was on their phones. I looked at her phone. It was on TMZ. I said, that's probably not true. And but it was. And not only him, eight others, his daughter, and so eight others besides him were killed. And it struck me as the week transpired, just seeing so many pictures and videos, not that Kobe Bryant is any more special than any other soul.
Amen.
But you see how it's affected our country. And I had a couple people ask me some questions, and I thought about all the deaths that we've had here at the Fifth Ward Church of Christ. And I was just moved. I was reading and studying, and I just want to share this with you this morning. Is that all right? I found there are occasions, and not all the occasions, but I want to highlight, I don't know if time will allow me to highlight three occasions that Jesus cried. And I think it'll help us, all of us. In John chapter 11, beginning at verse 32, John 11, 32, I'll just mention them. And if I don't get to all of them, it's just, you'll know I didn't get to them. But one occasion, he cried at the loss of a close friend. And one occasion, he cried because of what he was about to face. And then another occasion he cried over the impending punishment that he knew was coming to the people. Listen to John chapter 11, verse 32, John 11, 32. Therefore, when Mary came where Jesus was, she saw him. Mary and Martha, some of you know, were good friends of Jesus. And they had ministered to Jesus in the past in his ministry. Also, their brother Lazarus, they had a relationship with Jesus. And we get to this point in verse 32, Lazarus has died. As all of us will die in one way or another. But as much as it happens, and as true as we know it, sometimes you just can't get ready for it. And it hurts, seem like other sometimes it hurts more than others, especially when it suddenly happens. And here, Jesus, Mary came, they sent for Jesus, and Jesus waits days and comes, and Mary fell at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. And, you know, some things we wish for and we pray for, but they're not going to happen. You know, they're not going to happen. You know, sometimes God does answer our prayers, but some prayers God answers, but it's just not our answer. And listen, it says, when Jesus therefore saw her weeping. So she was crying. Mary was crying. I don't know about you, but when I see people crying, it makes me sad. Yeah, you know, I tell you what, it's a hard heart that don't have, you know, empathy and compassion on people when they cry. And notice this. So Jesus, he saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping. So you got Mary weeping, crying, and the people that, you know, I tell you, you can tell when people love you, because people that love you cry with you. You know, all of us don't cry the same kind of tears, but you know, sometimes you don't even know the person they crying about, and because they're crying, you cry. Yeah. You know, the scripture said he was deeply moved in spirit. I'm glad this is in the Bible, because we don't serve a God who does not have compassion. And the scripture said he was deeply moved in spirit. He was troubled. Now, Jesus got all the answers and he's troubled. Can't we be troubled when we're sad? Yeah. And life will do that to you. Life, Lord have mercy. Oh. My goodness. Yeah. He said, wherever he laid him. And they said to him, Lord, come and see. And then verse 35, which we many of us are very familiar with, what the scripture says, Jesus wept. Yeah. The Son of God and the Creator of the world wept. And I looked, Dr. Judith Orloff wrote an article in Psychology Today. And I want to read an excerpt of what she said. She says this, for over 20 years as a physician, I've witnessed time and time again the healing power of tears. Tears are your body's release valve for stress, for sadness, for grief, anxiety, frustration. She says, like the ocean, tears are salt water. Protectively, they lubricate your eyes, remove irritants, reduce stress hormones. They contain antibodies that fight pathogenic microbes. Our bodies produce three kinds of tears, she says. Reflex tears, continuous tears, and emotional tears. Each kind has different roles, different healing roles. For instance, reflex tears allow your eyes to clear out nauseous particles when they're irritated by smoke or exhaust, you know, when smoke comes in eyes, tears come in eyes, reflex tears help to clear up eyes. Says the second kind, continuous tears are produced regularly to keep our eyes lubricated. These contain a chemical called lysozyme that functions as an antibacterial and protects our eyes from infection. Tears also travel to the nose through the tear ducts to keep the nose moist and bacteria free. Typically, after crying, our breathing and heart rate decreases, and we enter into a calmer biological and emotional state. Then she goes on to say, emotional tears have special health benefits. Biochemist and tear expert Dr. William Frey at the Ramsey Medical Center in Minneapolis discovered that reflex tears are 98% water, whereas emotional tears also contain stress hormones that get excreted from the body through crying. After studying the composition of tears, Dr. Frey found that emotional tears shed their hormones and other toxins that accumulate during stress. Additional studies also suggest that crying stimulates the production of endorphins, our body's natural painkiller, and feel-good hormones. Interestingly, humans are the only creatures known to shed emotional tears. Though it's possible that elephants and gorillas do too, it says other mammals also saltwater crocodiles produce reflex tears that are protective and lubricating. But she goes on to say that crying makes us feel better, even when a problem persists. In addition to physical detoxification, emotional tears heal the heart. And she emphatically states, you don't want to hold back tears. In this instant, Jesus didn't hold back his tears. Yes, and the people, when they saw Jesus crying, they said, see how he loved him. Yeah. My goodness. Yeah. And Jesus could heal the man. And he went on to heal him. But Jesus cried. Well, can I ask a question? What was the last time you had a good cry? I don't know. We don't want to be crying for any reason. I know, but when men don't cry, yeah, okay. I hear what you're saying. Maybe that's what's wrong with you. Maybe you need to loosen up a little bit, brother. God gave us the tears. Yeah, and so the scripture tells us in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, and inasmuch as is it appointed unto man to die once, and after this, the judgment. Yeah, I tell you what, when somebody close to us passes away, yeah, one of the healing processes is for us to cry. Yeah, and sometimes you hear people say something, don't cry. Yeah, I just think it's unwise to tell people not to cry. You don't know why people cry. And Lord have mercy. I think the church needs to hear this, is that while we're not at a funeral, we were in the office this week, and Brother Jasper, you know, he and Brother Patterson, most of the time, if someone passes away in the church, they make the funeral arrangements for them. And on this past Friday, they were finishing the bulletin up, and I made the statement, you know, tomorrow, if you look in your bulletin, and this is the first time in a long time, we have not one funeral listed in our bulletin. I can't remember the last time we haven't had. Now, I know, and I would imagine that somebody in here has death in their family somewhere. But we don't have one funeral listed at all. And I said to Brother Jasper, thank the Lord, we don't have to do a funeral tomorrow at Fifth Ward and don't even have to attend a funeral anywhere. I can't remember. I'm serious. I can't remember the last time that has happened here. And both of us, Jasper put his hand up to his mouth and say, "Be." Yeah, but I said, no, I'm saying it, and praise the Lord. And thank you, Lord. Yeah, but death is the doorway to eternity. And so it can't be avoided, church. And though we get sad when it happens, it's reality. And that's why, you know, we don't need to be walking around thinking about dying all the time, but it still is such a reality, and we do need to realize that it's coming. Yeah, I'll just read a few passages before I go on to the next one. He says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50. Because sometimes our young ones ask you, the kids ask, well, why people have to die? Now I say this, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. The scripture says about death. It says, listen, if we want to get to heaven, somebody got to die. Because these bodies won't make it there. Amen. Now, it goes on to say now, it's appointed unto me and wants to die. And after death is the judgment. It's appointed. Everybody that's going to die will die. But not everybody will die the same death. Some of us are going to be here when Jesus comes. And the scripture just simply said we're going to be changed. These bodies are not going to make it to heaven. We're going to be changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. And so we'll have new bodies. And I don't know about you, but I'm telling you, the older I get, I tell you what, I trade my, well, I better, man. Some parts I would trade right now. Yes. Listen to Romans 5:12. Therefore, just as through one man, this is the reason death entered into this world. Now, I don't know. No need in us trying to guess why. Why something happened to a young child? Why something happened to? Listen, that's God's business. I mean, you know, you can ask that question all day long. But I do know that God doesn't look at time the same way we look at time. One day with the Lord is as 1,000 years. 1,000 years is one day. So God doesn't look at time the way we look at time. What are you saying, Brother? You better take advantage of the day. The psalmist writes in Psalms 90. He says, so teach us to number our days that we might apply our hearts to wisdom. In other words, the days we have. The person you holding a grudge with right now that's not thinking about you? Yeah. The business you need to take care of right now, the person you are misusing or who's misusing you, there are some things we need to handle because we don't know what lies ahead. Yes. But it says, justice through one man, sin entered into the world, and death through sin. Sin is the reason death came into this world. And it goes on to say, so death spread to all men because all have sinned. That's true, isn't it? Yes, sir. Is everybody in here a saint, a holy saint? Well, I'm mad. Don't be mad. Yeah, don't be mad. You know, when you were a kid and you mess up at home and you know you I know me and my brothers we've done some wrong and we be in there fuming and talking about it. Shoot, I don't know why dad, you know, I don't know why mama fussing, I don't know why dad, because we tore something up. And we be fussing at each other, getting mad at each other. I don't know why. And all you got to do is do right. Amen, somebody. No need being mad at God and all of sin. That's why death came into this world. Lord have mercy. But then look at verse 19 in Romans chapter 5, verse 19. For as through one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, even so through the obedience of the one, the many will be made right. Thank God that you gave us another chance. Yes, sir. That's why we're here today. We're here today to celebrate Jesus Christ, our Savior. The only answer to death. Yeah. Jesus cried about what he was about to face. In Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7, Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7, the scripture says, in the days of his flesh. Now, Jesus is not in the flesh right now. The scripture tells us he's at the right hand of the Father. Yeah, no misery, no pain. But in the days of his flesh. Now, we are in the days of our flesh. Yeah, 100%. And in the days of his flesh, he offered up both prayers and supplications. See, these are serious prayers. These are not, "Nah, lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep." He offered up both prayers and supplications, and the scripture says, with loud can cry. And I was studying this. I was trying to recall the loudest time I cried. And I did. It makes me almost cry right now. Anybody had that before?
Yes.
And you know, and the truth is, some of us haven't had that yet. And we certainly don't wish it on anybody. You don't wish anybody have to go through something that they're going to be crying and suffering, do we? But if we keep living in the flesh, it's probably going to happen. I'm just saying, you see, some of us, you know, sometimes we can be going along, things just going along, and we just are not thinking about nothing. I have no, you know, inkling, not serious about life. And every now and then God touches. God moves. And this message is not meant to put us in a doldrum, to put us to be in a pity party. But the word of God is here for us. It pertains everything for life while we're living on earth in godliness. And somebody gonna need this. Somebody needs it right now. Some of us might not think we need it right now. Yeah, I remember when I lost my roommate. When I was in college, some of you know, you helped me through it at the time. And thank God I have not lost any of my brothers and sisters. They're all still living and we all love each other. If you've lost your brother or your sister, a brother or sister in here right now, raise your hand. Look around. Okay. And I know sometimes we're not as close to our brothers and sisters as we would like to be or we need to be. But I lost my best friend, and it was like it was I never felt nothing like that before. And many of you sit right here right now, you know. And some of us haven't experienced it yet. And God help us when we experience it. But one of the things I do know is that, I shed some tears. I share some to you. I remember once when he died, I was riding in the car and I just screamed. as loud as I could. Nobody but me was in the car. Cry if you must. Yeah, you're gonna need to cry. You're gonna need to cry. Yeah. And now here, Jesus. The scripture said, this is Jesus. Jesus knows the future. He knows he's in the hands of the Father. He knows he's doing right. And he's living right. But he knows what he must face. And he cries loud tears to God. He's crying to the right one. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he's crying. So I don't know. Maybe somebody here might need to cry. Yeah. Yeah. It says, he's crying. And tear and with loud crying and tears to the one who is able to save him from death. Now you got to hear this now. He knows he's praying. He knows he's praying to the Father. He knows he knows God can deliver. And he's crying. He it's like he's asking God, Lord, 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 you know. And you know what his prayer was, Lord, if it's your will. Please, please, let this cup pass from me. Yeah. Anybody? Yeah. And the scriptures say God heard him. Listen to what it says. It says, and he was heard because of his piety, because of his righteousness, because of who he was, because he was living right. God heard his prayer. But I got to ask you a question. Did God answer his prayer? Yeah. Yeah. God heard him, but he didn't deliver Jesus from death. Ooh, Lord have mercy. Yeah, I want to do a lesson. I know some of you that keep notes and write down. I said I was going to do a lesson. I'm still want to finish my foundational lessons the beginning of the year. And I still intend to do it, but I want to do a lesson entitled, What Does It Mean to Have Faith? See, I've already started on it. And because, see, when things going good, we sing loud. Can you sing when trouble is at your door? Yeah, yeah. And here Jesus, he's praying loud. You know, and sometimes, you know, I don't know why, sometimes, you know, when we get loud, what are we trying? When we get loud, we want somebody to hear us. Amen? Yeah. You know what a kid, you know a baby, a kid, you know, sometimes kids be playing or doing whatever. Somebody takes something, they'll be in there, you know, they start crying. They say, and you know what? They looking for somebody. They looking for somebody. And they'll keep, look around. And if they don't hear nobody, they don't see nobody coming, you know what they're going to do? They're going to get real loud. I was thinking about that. And God heard Jesus, but God stayed quiet. And he let play out his plan. See, God's purpose takes preference over our purpose. But he tells us in his word, all things. You heard it before, 10,000. All things work to, because, you know, when people go into, how in the world, you know, your mother died, your brother died, your sister died, somebody dies. And we're getting, why did they have to die? I don't know. We don't know because we're not God. And don't, and one of the things that we need to stop doing is questioning God. Because see, I could go around this whole auditorium and say, you know, surely she don't deserve, surely you don't know what people are doing. You don't know what, we don't know what we're doing. You don't know what we've done. You don't know how many chances God has given us. We can't play God. But what we need to do is trust God. Oh, that's what Jesus did. And then, and though God didn't answer his prayer at that particular time, oh, Jesus will never die anymore. Yeah, he shed those tears about what he knew he was about to face. And sometimes we shed tears about what we're about to face. And sometimes it's only crying that gets you through it. Amen. And sometimes it's only just the release of the tears and the crying that brings us to our senses. And when we get through crying, we say, yeah, I don't know. It's better to cry than to take matters into your own hand and do something you don't need to be doing. The Bible tells us in Psalms 34, verse 17, the righteous cry, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of their troubles. See, you don't misinterpret the Bible. See, some of us, we read that and say, we think it's instantly going to happen. See, some of us have been delivered out of our troubles, and it took 5 years for it to happen. It took 2 years. It took months. It took. Sometimes God does answer our prayer instantly. Yeah. See, deliverance for Jesus came. Listen to Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. And he is the radiance of his glory. Talking about Jesus. And the exact representation of his nature. Saying Jesus of God, and upholds all things by the word of his power, when he had made purification of sin. See, why God allowed Jesus to go through what he did was for our sins. That's why God stayed silent when Jesus was hollering and yelling and crying. God stayed silent. I tell you what, if I was God, if that was my son, y'all wouldn't have made it. You know how we are about our kids. You know, we don't like our kids going, and God remained silent. Why? For the purification of our sins. See, that's why you need to serve God. Because God is going to be justified when he judges the whole world. And we rejected Jesus Christ. He says this. He says, for the purification of sins, he sat down, this is Jesus, at the right hand of the majesty on high. Jesus is not wailing right now. He's not crying. He's not shedding tears right now. Amen, somebody? Yeah, I'm reading. I wanna say some more, but see, let me finish. Okay. Deliverance for us. That was deliverance for Jesus. This is in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12. 1 Peter 4, 12. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal among you, which comes upon you for your testing, as though some strange thing were happening to us. This is us right now. Because we live in the world. Because you got all kinds of stuff going on in the world. Because sin is on every hand. Because trials gonna happen in this world. He says, don't be surprised, church, family. Don't be surprised when your something happens, don't be surprised. No, we don't want it to happen. And you know, I'm up here preaching now. It could happen. It could happen in my family tomorrow. And I'm rolling over, about to fall out because I how could it happen this fast in my family? But really, while we're here today, we're not in a funeral today. We're not mourning any death today. Church, can we say it and we all hear it? Don't be surprised. As if something is happening to your family that has not happened, that will happen to anybody else's family. Don't be surprised. Well, even when we say that, sometimes when it happened, it's still, oh, Lord, mercy. But, verse 13, to the degree that you share the sufferings of Christ, keep on rejoicing so that also at the revelation of his glory, you may rejoice with exultation. Yeah. I mean, it's just life. It's life. Then Jesus cries over his impending over impending punishment. This is just a warning. It's like a warning. And in Luke chapter 19, verse 41, and I'm ending it. Luke chapter 19, verse 41, when he approached Jerusalem, Jesus approached Jerusalem, and it's almost a prophecy. He saw the city and wept over it. And what it was saying is he saw the condition of the city. And he started crying. Any parents ever cried over your children? That's why, you know, I see these parents with these little babies, these young children, and the human side of me, it said, "Boy, I wish they could stay little." Some of you that's, you know, you got children, you know what I'm talking about, right? And you wish the children could stay about, they could stay about 6 or 7. Oh, they could stay 3, 4, 5. Maybe. Well, when are they out of diapers? 2? Yeah. they can get out them diapers and stay about, I tell you what I know, especially you sure don't want, you wish they could stay by maybe 11. Don't get to them teenage years. Yeah. But then they get to that grown age. You say the grown age, I don't know what age that is. Some of them 40 and still not grown. Say you're not grown till you on your own. Yeah. You see what road they're heading down. You know, you see what road they're heading down. Yeah. Baraj is a youth minister, and Baraj, well, he does a wonderful job of trying to guide our youth and keeping them active. And I remember when Brother Murphy was the youth minister and I was the youth minister I loved being a youth minister. You know, kids listen to you. Then you get older, they get older. And then you see some of them and you try to guide them, but they don't want to listen. And they start heading down that road. You know the road I'm talking about. They start heading down that road. And And I remember Brother Murphy and I having a conversation, you know, when he was youth minister. I had a conversation with Brother Tim when I was youth minister. I said, you know, just Brother Murphy said, it just don't seem like we're doing enough, you know, to try to keep them. He said, you know, you see what's happening, and we trying. So we don't seem like we're doing enough for the kid, because you see a few of them head down that road. And when you get to the point where, and you can see it. I mean, we're not prophets. It's like your parents. We're not a prophet. But it get to a point where you see what they headed to. And you know what's going to happen to them. And I know I've shed some tears. And now I'm old enough now that I've been to see some of them in prison. And one of the saddest things is to be sitting behind that window. And you're talking to one of your kids. I don't cry. When I'm going to see them, I don't cry. No, I'm not going to cry while I'm seeing them. Oh, Lord, have mercy. But you get in your car. Some of our parents, they cry in their pillows, cry in the bathroom. The scripture says this, that when he approached Jerusalem, he saw the city and wept over it, saying, if you had known this day, even you, the things which make for peace. He said, Lord, have mercy. It's like he's talking to them, but they can't hear him. But now they've been hidden from your eyes. Now they've gotten to the point, it's like to the point of no return. For the days will come upon you when your enemies will throw up a barricade against you and surround you and hem you on every side, and they will level you to the ground and your children within you, and they will not leave you one stone or upon another because you did not recognize the time of your visit. You didn't recognize when God was being good to you. Yeah, it makes you cry. Yeah, cry if you must. Yeah, some tears for different reasons. The scripture gives us only one remedy for crying. Revelation chapter 21, verse 4 says, and he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will no longer be any death. There no longer will be any mourning or crying or pain. The first things have passed away. Yeah, while we are in our flesh, we're going to be doing some crying. Yeah. We may as well be ready for it, because it's going to come sooner or later. I don't know, but while we're in our flesh, we better enjoy the days we can enjoy. Amen. Yeah. If you're here today, your heart is heavy. Heart is heavy for whatever reason. And see, sometimes when you, and that's why I say, Lord, yeah, help us to prepare ourselves for these moments. Because sometimes you see people sitting in the church, you know, they crying, you don't know why they crying. Sometimes they'll hear a song, mama's favorite song. A brother be praying a prayer. They remember this brother's praying. Anything, man. It may be the day. Today is Super Bowl Sunday. Last year, this same time, I don't know if Sister Wild, maybe I shouldn't even say it. I tell you, when somebody special in your life dies on a date, you remember the day. And so when you see people crying, pat them on the back. You don't have to say a whole lot. Give them some encouragement. Yeah, because this is life. It's life. But you know what? We got to hold on to the end. We're not giving up. We crying, we're getting it out for whatever health reasons. But we're going to trust in God. Amen. You're here today, you need to trust in God. You're here today, you're not a Christian. You need to be where God hears our prayers. You come by faith, believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. If you're willing to repent of all your sins, to confess Christ and be baptized in water for the forgiveness of your sins, the blood of Jesus covers all of our sins. Thank the Lord. And we have deliverance. We have the right to deliverance when the blood of Jesus covers all of our sins. And then in Christ Jesus, the Bible says, the prayers of the righteous. And I do know this. I do know this. Some of us, many of us in here right now who've gone through the trials, it has been the prayers. It has been the support of faithful Christians that they know are praying for them that has gotten them through whatever they're going through. So cry if you must, but keep trusting in the Lord. Somebody come to Jesus today as we stand and sing something.
Jesus is tenderly calling me home, calling today, calling today. Why from the sun shall love will thy roam, farther and farther away. Calling today,
yes, I'm calling today.
Jesus is calling, is tenderly calling today. Jesus is calling the weary to rest, calling today, calling today. Bring him thy burdens and thou shalt be blessed. He will not turn thee away. Calling today.
Yes, I'm
calling today. Jesus is calling, he's tenderly calling today. Jesus is waiting, oh come to him now, waiting today.